You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Spring training is here, and hallelujah, says the baseball world. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter. I'm here with Chris Haft, who's covering the Giants. He is in Scottsdale as we speak. We're going to look a little bit about how the Giants look this spring, which, of course, they look very good. But, Chris, we'll start with the manager, who looks good but might not be feeling so good. Of all of the transactions and surgeries that I was expecting to hear, it wasn't pertaining to Bruce Bochy. So what happened to him?
He's been feeling that poorly, Allison, he revealed, since last year. It hurt him to put on a jacket. So he was taking cortisone shots and stuff like that last year just to get through, just to get through life. And finally he decided to – I'll never know why they delay surgeries like this, but – maybe they tried to treat it conservatively. He didn't mention that. I'm just speculating. But finally, Monday, he got arthroscopic surgery, and so his arm's in the sling. But he'll be fit as a fiddle here in a little while.
Is it his throwing arm?
No, it's not. I still remember the last time he's pitched batting practice, but it is the left shoulder.
Okay, so he's not a regular batting practice pitcher. He doesn't.
He no longer is. And the game of golf might have had something to do with the pain, but.
It's funny because not funny. It's not funny for former catchers, but when you see former catchers, there's very few guys that are walking around without hobbling that haven't had a million knee surgeries. They're also, to me, the toughest players in the game, and they continue to be tough in post-playing career. But Bochy, he's held together pretty well, all things considered.
he likes to walk. I think that's good for him, to keep moving. But it's going to be tough for him to swing that arm when he walks here for the next few weeks, I guess.
So let's go back to the field, of course. I want to ask you, because I talk a lot about this NL West division, and I've talked a lot about the Diamondbacks. I feel that they're going to be a force in this division. I'm not so sold on the Dodgers, even though they have the track record, but I just feel like their pitching staff took too much of a hit. And, of course, that I really do like what the Giants have done. I think they're back healthy. What do you see as a reporter who covers the Giants and is constantly in the NL West? What do you see as the Giants' biggest foe, like the biggest threat to win the division?
Both teams you mentioned, Allison, Arizona and LA, the Dodgers, sure, they've got a whole new pitching staff with the four lefties and all that, but you saw them were kind of holdovers, but it is a new starting rotation, to go with Kirk Clayton Kershaw, of course. He's not the leader of that quartet of lefties, but as Brian Sabian once said, the Dodgers always pitch. Somehow, some way, they managed to finish in the upper half of ERA, what have you. Maybe it's the ballpark, but still, they always pitch. They're always tough, and of course, they're always tough against the Giants. So when you're the Giants, number one from that, looking at that perspective, you have to look at LA plus three division titles in a row, and Arizona has just they've built up that roster, kind of silently, with the AJ Pollocks and people like that who are all star caliber, but have kind of snuck up on the general public. And then they go out and get maybe the best pitcher in the game, so you have to take them seriously. Also, it's San Diego's tough in its own park, and Colorado is tough in its own park. So when they go on the road, maybe they're a little vulnerable, but still. That's why it's a balanced division, I think. So, but the main two contenders for the Giants are the Dodgers and D-backs.
Yeah, I still feel like the D-backs are going to be more of a threat. So I'm looking at your preview coverage, which is wonderful and extensive, and I'm wondering, and I should say, Anthony DiComo, who covers the Mets for MLB.com, and it's really funny because there's, no position battles. There's really no storylines that are that intriguing because they didn't really do much to change their NL pennant winning team. So I'm looking here. Where are there position battles? Is there something I should be looking out for here with the San Francisco Giants?
Nope. That's pretty much no. maybe a bullpen roll or two, maybe, you know, a bench roll or two, and that's about it. You know, I it seems like they always keep one non-roster guy on the opening day roster, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again. You know, maybe a Kyle Blanks, somebody like that who's in camp, but, you know, major league veteran. But other than that, there's pretty much every spot, you know, starting or reserve or bullpen is taken.
So really what we're looking for in the Giants is health, guys staying healthy, guys that have presumably gotten healthy. I guess we'd be looking at Matt Duffy to repeat what he did in his rookie season. That would be an interesting storyline. And then the new acquisitions to the rotation, are they going to be the good versions of them or the not so good versions of them? So I guess those are like the main things that we're looking for at this point, right?
Certainly. Yeah, and I think you hit it just at the end there. Definitely the pitching. They've got – that'll be the litmus test all year. You know, if all those guys have their best year, it's not their even their best years, their better years, it'll be one heck of a staff. Same thing goes for a lineup, but, you know, pitching, as we all know, you know, kind of dictates the game, and so that's if they can get consistency from those five guys, it'll should be a fun summer for the Giants this year.
Okay, so we've been asking reporters what spring training is like to cover. You have covered many spring trainings. And the Giants media market is, I find it to be a very likable bunch. I don't find them to be vultures like in some of these other markets. But you guys are all kind of running in packs and, you know, trying to get all the information. What is it like on a daily basis just covering the Giants? It starts very early in the morning. And I guess you have to have it in your mind, like, what you want to cover that day and just be ready to roll with the punches for things that may happen.
You've kind of summed it up. Rolling with the punches is important. Being flexible is important. But you have to go in with a plan. You definitely do. And make plan A and probably plan B. Because a lot of times plan A does not work for you. Somebody's spending too much time in a trainer's room or actually gets hurt and can't talk. Or maybe Boach gave them a day off and they don't even show up. So you gotta be flexible, and sometimes it's, you know, it's tough to be that way because, you know, you're human and you get impatient, but and you're, you know, others worry you, but it's overall, you just I think rolling with the punches is very important. You know, it seems like, you know, 42 days, whatever it is, you know, stretches out, but it's funny. It closes with a rush. You know, before you know it, it's time to pack those boxes back up and go home.
Yeah, and that's what I think is just the most trying part of it is, like, you really push yourself, and it's very early mornings. You work till late in the day, and then you go home, and it's opening day. It's not like you go home and catch your breath and prop your feet up for a couple of days. Then you go home, and it's like the real thing. It doesn't get any easier, so you really have to have a lot of stamina. You got to pace yourself.
I think the biggest thing, and I don't want to plagiarize, it was the great John Lowe, formerly of the Detroit Free Press, who's now teaching, I believe, at the University of Texas.
Yes, he is.
Right. So who said what I'm about to say. You know, the most important quality for a baseball writer to have is just sheer love for the game. If you don't love this, it'll drive you nuts. It drives you nuts anyway. But,
right.
You know, you have to be willing to go through the, you know, the day, you know, the dents or whatever, the things that get in your way. I was reminded of that today, waiting for Jeff Samardzija to finish with about three or four interviews before I got to him. But, hey, that's just part of the game.
Absolutely, yes. You have to hurry up and wait. You rush to get somewhere so you can stand around. Hey, it's just part of the job because you rush. You can't miss batting practice, and then you end up like an hour and a half later actually getting to talk to the person you need to talk to. So, good times. Chris, thank you very much. I will see you out in Arizona. Appreciate it.
Well, great. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.